Watching.
The Brett and Jamie Show. What are they saying? Where will they go? Don't ask them, because they don't know. No.
It's the Brett and Jamie Show. Brett and Jamie Show.
Hello.
Brett and
Jamie Show.
Hey.
How are you this morning?
I'm sad.
What's the matter?
So, my show is over, I think.
Which show?
Brain Dead.
It's over?
I think so. Okay, so I watched the last episode, which actually aired on Sunday, so I recorded it. But I watched it last night, and the way that it ended, it talked about, like, what they went on to do. So I think it's really? Over.
There was just one season?
I think so.
Like 10 episodes, and that was it? And they're like, okay, we're done with that.
It's really sad, because I really like her.
The person that created that show also created The Good Wife. Mm-hmm. And The Good Wife is still on. It's been on for several seasons now. So I would think that they would do that one again. Maybe it wasn't getting good
ratings,
and they were like, nah, let's just end it. How long can we have ants eating their brains?
Well, and I think that is more the point, is how long can we keep this storyline going?
So did they finish the storyline?
They did.
Can you tell me without doing a spoiler?
No.
Oh, come on.
I know. It's sad. And it was totally crazy because it was stuff that you did not expect.
Well, because I watched like the first three or four episodes of that show. Mm-hmm. And then I said, I'm good with this. I don't need to see this show anymore. So you kept on watching it. We kept on recording it and you kept on watching it. But I didn't see anything past the first three episodes because really the highlight of the show is the girl. And she's got really good hair.
Oh, she does have really good hair.
And you have basically the same hair as she does.
I don't have the same hair. No, I don't.
And I keep telling you that all you have to do is...
Hers is really short and...
Yours is very short.
No, it's not. It's not the same.
Give it a little shake. Just give it a little...
It's not the same.
You don't need to have it all combed nice and perfect every time.
I don't know why you have to argue with me.
I do have to argue with you because it's fun.
And is it?
And
is
I like seeing like, I like seeing your face on our podcast in the morning. There you are. Hello, little face. And you stuck out your tongue at me twice.
So I'm thinking about doing our podcast live.
Okay.
Like on the, you know.
I'm on board.
On YouTube. Okay. That thing.
Sure. I'm always ready to do that.
Okay.
I maybe not right this second. What are you doing over there? Because I hear little beeps and are you playing Pokemon?
Beeps? No, I'm not playing Pokemon Go.
Are you like tracking down a Pokemon right now as we speak?
No.
No.
I am actually looking for Brain Dead, and I want to see
if they have another season coming out.
Yes.
Did they leave room for another season? I mean, did they sew up everything?
They did sew up everything. And so
you know why the ants were in their brains.
Yes.
And you know.
So the girl is Mary Elizabeth Winstead, and I really like her. Mm-hmm. So we need to see more of her.
She was definitely the reason to watch that show because it was kind of a ridiculous show. Plus the fact that they kept playing the same Cars song over and over.
Love that song.
I do too, but I don't want to hear it, you know, constantly all the time.
It wasn't constantly all the time.
Was it? You might think.
It was
you
good.
Might think I'm crazy.
Uh-huh, that's the one.
That's the one that they kept doing over and over and over again. Speaking of over and over and over again, I was listening this morning to the Stephanie Miller Show, which is the big nationally syndicated progressive radio show. Mm-hmm. And she's okay. And I've seen her on free TV as well, you know, because they have their little free TV thing, like doing it live like you,
right.
Except, you know, they actually have an audience. But they annoy the heck out of me when they do the same thing that we tell the boys to not do.
Like what?
They say one funny thing and then
say it over and over and over again.
5 minutes continuing the spastic. It's a spastic. Okay, nobody actually said that. I'm just using that as an example. The boys love to do that. When they say something funny...
If everybody laughs, then they'll do it over and over again.
And we're like, it was funny the first time. It was kind of funny the second time. But now...
After that, it's just annoying.
It's just annoying. So stop doing it. And I have to sometimes, and I admit this, sometimes I have to turn off the Stephanie Miller Show. Because it's like... I just hit the mute button on my stereo in the car, like mute. Okay, I'll come back in a few seconds and see if you guys are done doing this because you just keep doing the same thing over and over again.
And it's annoying.
And she's got a co-host that does a perfect Trump. So, but
no way.
When he gets going and he keeps doing the same thing over and over again, it just gets annoying.
Well, maybe it's because he can only do the Trump when he does that thing.
When you recite
the poem that you can do the Irish. You know, maybe that's
a long time ago when the earth was green, there's more kinds of animals than you've ever seen. Cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn.
There you go.
That's the only time I can do Irish.
That's the only time you can do Irish.
Well, I can do Irish.
No,
but
you cannot.
But I have
you
to,
turn to Russian.
Yeah,
always.
Everything
always
turns into Russian. Doesn't matter what it is. Of course, the same thing with Trump. Everything always goes back to Russia. It's like, well, let's see how much money has Trump donated. Oh, nothing. But he owes Russia, the oligarchs in Russia, how many millions of dollars?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And he thinks Putin is fantastic. Oh, that doesn't bode well.
Nope. I know.
Okay.
But what do you do?
I don't know. What do you do?
So maybe that guy, that's his thing.
Well, it is his thing.
No, I mean like that he can only do it like
No, he does it all the time. Crooked Hillary.
Okay.
I'm supposed to say that. There's a
That was random. Sorry. Whew. Okay.
Because you'll hear that on the Stephanie Miller show. Mm-hmm. Crooked Hillary.
Now you're doing it.
And his little Trump thing.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do Trump. And
No, I mean like the you're doing it over and over again.
I can do one line for like each of the presidents, not saying that Trump is a president or that he ever will be a president, but like my Nixon is, I am not a crook. That's the one line.
See, that's why we need to have this on YouTube live.
Because I did.
So that people can see you do the thing.
Little peace signs.
Yes.
I am not a crook.
Yes, that.
Yeah. My Reagan is, well, there you go again.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only line I can do from Reagan.
Okay.
I had a Bush one, but I've lost it now. Clinton. And I can't do Jimmy Carter anymore since you ruined Peanuts for me. So I can't do that one.
Why?
We had that whole big discussion with the boys the other night.
Yeah, and they're like, that's not gross.
It is so whatever. Gross the way peanuts grow. No. I did not know.
But they didn't know that they grew underground. Justin did. I think he might have.
Yeah, one of them did.
Yeah, one of them did.
Yeah.
And that was cool.
And I didn't know that. I was like, they grow on a bush. And there's Jimmy Carter out there whistling a happy little tune, picking the peanuts. Ooh, do, 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 do. But no, you pull them out of the ground and it's gross. That is disgusting. That is deplorable.
Not disgusting.
A basket of deplorable right there.
It's awesome.
That's the latest thing that Hillary said. That.
Whoever figured that out, that's what I want to know, you know? You're out there, you're digging around, and you find these things underground, and...
And you eat them.
You say, these must be good.
Let's eat that. That looks delicious. No, that doesn't look... You said the other day, you know, the first person to eat a banana, and I said, absolutely, because a banana, that looks like something you want to eat.
Does it?
It's beautiful, yellow.
Yeah, but you know what? Bananas didn't always look the way they do now.
Did they have smiley faces? Or
yes, did they? No.
They used to have arms
they
and legs.
They actually looked different. The bananas we eat now are really, they've been bred over the years to look the way they do.
Banana bread, you
and
say?
Did you also know that bananas are going extinct?
Well, we better have more bananas then.
No, we shouldn't.
No, we shouldn't eat more bananas?
No, because
we don't want to get them all before they're gone?
Yeah, we don't want them to go away.
Why are they becoming extinct?
Bananas are the kind of thing, bananas, seedless watermelons, seedless grapes, those kinds of things that don't have seeds, you take cuttings from those things and you regrow.
Right. That's how they reproduce without seeds.
Right. If you have some sort of disease that attacks the plant, then every single plant will die.
Yeah, okay. I can see that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very sad and scary.
I was trying to think of where the seeds are in a banana. I actually don't know.
In the very, very middle, there's these little tiny black...
Oh, yeah, they are.
Yeah.
They are very small.
Very small. But you don't plant those.
You don't?
No.
Well, how do you grow a banana?
I think it's the same thing as seedless stuff.
The monkeys have to eat them and then excrete them, and then they're in their fertilizer, and then they grow?
No.
So there's not enough monkeys in the world to keep the bananas going. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
We need more monkeys.
No.
More monkeys, please.
Because if that were true, then in all of the zoos, we would have thousands of banana trees.
Only if you're feeding them bananas. And if they're not in, you know, little cement cages. What are you looking at over there? The computer screen hides the fact that you have your phone out, but your eyes do not hide the fact that you are looking at your phone. So what are you doing on your phone?
I want to know how banana trees grow.
Oh, really? That's what you're doing now? So it's still not Pokemon Go?
No.
When was the last time you caught a Pokemon?
Oh,
are you having like Pokemon withdrawal of some sort?
No. I think yesterday morning.
Did you catch some on the bus?
No.
No Pokebuses?
Oh, wait. Yes, I did.
Ah,
I did.
See, there
I did.
You go.
Yeah. But that was yesterday afternoon.
Oh.
So.
Today is a brand new day.
I am not addicted to Pokemon Go.
No.
No, because I don't have to have it out all the time. I just want to know.
It's just your phone in general.
Yeah.
Because I have my phone right here, but I'm
but
not.
But you also have your computer right there.
But I'm not doing anything with it. I'm just.
Well, no, but.
Watching.
Oh, so bananas don't grow from a seed. They grow from a bulb.
A banana bulb?
I guess so.
Okay.
The time between planting a banana and the harvesting of a banana bunch is from 9 to 12 months.
Wow. And then you have to watch out for giant spiders, I hear.
When
you load all those bananas on the banana boat, then there's giant spiders as well.
Quiet, quiet, quiet. Stop. I don't want to know about giant spiders. That's just gross. That freaks me out. I don't like spiders. They totally creep me out. Stop it. Don't look at me like that.
There was
a bug in the garage the other day, and you're like, it's a spider. It's a spider. Step on it. And I'm going, no, I don't want to step on it. It was a cricket.
An albino cricket,
which
is weird.
And I told you, it's a cricket. And you're not supposed to kill those guys because they're good luck.
He wasn't in the house, though. He was in the garage.
That's part of our house.
They're good luck in the house, not good luck in the garage.
That's part of the house.
Oh, maybe that's why our luck has been so crappy, because we killed
you told me to kill the darn
the
cricket.
The albino cricket.
And maybe he was the best luck of all.
And he was probably like, wait, don't kill me. Listen to me. I'm here to bring you good
conscience.
Luck. Kick him out of the garage. Come on. Get him out of here.
That was Jiminy Cricket we killed.
I know. And he was, oh, man.
He was trying to be our guide.
He came here just to bring us fame and fortune and good things. And what did we do? We stepped on him and kicked him out of the garage.
We killed him.
another one of those ever so close moments of fame. We were almost there.
Almost there.
It was so close.
If only we hadn't killed that cricket.
Riches were within our grasp.
Maybe they were, and we don't even know now.
Just like I read somewhere on the internet, on that interweb thing the other day, that, you know, I wonder how many times I've narrowly escaped death but had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's a really cool thought to think of.
No,
how many
it's
times
not.
In your life that's actually happened, but you'd have no idea. Because if it was a narrow escape, but you didn't really know that it was a narrow escape, then you wouldn't know.
Right.
All you could do is guess. Like you know, they say that the average person will eat 8 spiders in their lifetime.
Shut up. What is it with you and spiders today?
That was on a meme the other night. And they were kind of making fun of that one.
Really?
Because that one's been around for a while, and people are saying that it's just a wives' tale. But the meme was, in their lifetime, the average person in their sleep will eat 8 lobsters. And there's a lobster.
Yes. Yes. Let's do that. I like it. I'm going to keep that one.
I actually posted a meme on Facebook the other day, and I don't usually share the memes because I read through the memes. I have time sometimes, but I posted one because it reminded me of the one where we were out doing a radio remote, and the salesperson came up to you and said, "You guys need to draw a crowd," and you immediately got out the notes for the remote and you drew like 100 little tiny people on it.
I did.
And you said, "Look, I drew a crowd." The meme that I posted was like a post-it note, and it said, "Today I rewrite history." And it had the word history crossed out, and below it was history. "Today I rewrite history."
And then somebody tells you, like Justin's teacher told him the other day, "Okay, smartass."
Yeah.
Stop being a smartass.
Yeah, well, sometimes.
Well, sometimes it's funny, and sometimes it's fun, and you have to think about life that way sometimes. You know, you think, okay, I'm obviously not going to attract 10,000 people right now, so the only way I'm going to draw a crowd is if I actually draw a crowd.
Get out my pen and my little piece of paper, and I'll just draw a crowd.
Right.
And we thought that was hilarious.
It was hilarious. She didn't think so.
You showed it to her, and she was like, yeah, okay. Are you guys drawing a crowd? I mean, what are you doing to get people out here? And we're like, wait, she drew a crowd right there. We're done. We're good. Pay us. We're going home.
That's how awesome I am.
That's how awesome you are.
I think on the fly.
Really?
That amazing.
Because I feel like that's not really happening too well this morning.
That immediately made me think of being on the back of a fly.
Oh.
Like, thinking.
It made me think of the front of your zipper.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that is a fly, huh?
It is a fly.
Ugh, words are annoying. I'm taking a phonetics class right now, and it's amazing to me how horrible English is.
Why?
Because we have so many words that are the same word that mean different things. Mm-hmm. And that's why sign language is hard. Because you were telling me the other day, say this in sign language. because I was showing you a particular sign. Mm-hmm. And then I used a different sign.
And I said, that's not the sign you just used. You can't change the sign. I'm trying to learn a little something about what you're doing with your American Sign Language.
And I said, well, the context you gave me was not for that sign.
I think the second half of the program today, we are going to actually do it in ASL.
Oh, yeah?
So make sure you stick around for that.
The Brett and Jamie Show. What are they saying? Where will they go? Don't ask them because they don't know.
It's the Brett and Jamie Show.
Okay, we've been going for like 5 minutes now, but we've been doing the whole thing in ASL. So I don't know if you've, but let me just get you up to date real quick on what we've been doing. Okay.
Except for you wouldn't be able to hear all that.
Yeah, and last night at the dinner table, you were kind of like, oh, whoever gets a, can figure out what it is I'm saying gets a prize, and mm-hmm. not any of us could figure out what you're
doing. None of you. I was really disappointed.
Well, you need to do it more.
I've been signing a lot.
You should be signing right now as you're talking, although it does make you talk a little slower.
Yes, and it's hard to sign when I've got a microphone in front of me because I can't use my hands as well.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I guess if you were doing ASL, you probably wouldn't have a microphone in front of you.
That's right.
My favorite ASL person ever was the...
Chris Christie.
Yeah.
Interpreter.
Chris Christie's interpreter. She mm-hmm. was so animated. Mm-hmm. She was awesome.
Yeah.
And it's like, whoa, hey. And I had no idea what she was saying, obviously, because I don't
speak ASL. She was saying what he was saying.
Yeah, but she was...
Well, kind of.
Way more interesting than he was, I'll tell you that. And she never opened her mouth. Mm-hmm. It's like...
I love watching interpreters. I just think it's so awesome.
I know ever since you started doing ASL for the past year or two, every time I see one on TV doing something, like even in a little clip from a TV show, mm-hmm. I'm like, come look at this. Look at, they're doing ASL.
Tell me what they're saying.
Yeah, are they actually doing ASL or are they just moving their hands?
Mm-hmm. And you're like, sometimes they have to usually because, you know, people watch that. And if they know any sort of sign, then.
Speaking of ASL mm-hmm. and the people that you've met doing ASL and the other people that you know in the world.
Yeah.
Why is it that all of your friends get crushes on you? Why? I mean, should I be concerned about that?
What does that have to do with ASL?
Because you have like ASL friends
and
it seems like they have crushes on you.
They don't have crushes on me.
It's not just like, you know, your standard, hey, let's be friends and be buddies and pal around. No, it's more like, hey, let's date.
No, it's not.
Let's go out on a date.
No, it's not.
Just you and me.
No, it's not.
Weren't you supposed to go out on a date last night? You were gonna
on a date last night.
You were gonna go out and she was doing something with her truck and you
oh
were,
no, no, you that's gonna, that's today.
Oh, the date is today.
It's not a date.
I can't even keep track of your dates. I try so hard. And then you got your other friend who is buying you stuff. Who is literally buying you stuff, trying to buy your affections.
I am, and I told her, I like you when you don't buy me stuff, so don't buy me things. So there.
So then she, wait a minute, what are the shoes you're wearing right now? You're wearing shoes that she bought you.
Yes, I am. Because they're so cute. She has really good taste.
So if some random guy like stopped by on the bus and said, here, I got some shoes for you.
That would be creepy. You're like, That'd be really creepy.
Those are super cute. I'll wear them.
No, because my friends are totally different. My friends are totally different than that. I've known them for long periods of time and they're not random strangers on the bus.
Well, the person that bought you the boots mm-hmm. now wants you to go on a trip with her. She's like, uh-huh. let's go on a trip together. Just you and me.
And?
Well, first of all, what about me?
You can't do a girls' weekend?
And if you're gonna be dating other girls, I should at least be able to, you know,
see the
video on YouTube or something. They don't post X-rated movies on YouTube, do they?
No, they don't.
So you can't get anything bad on YouTube?
No.
Is that correct?
No.
Do they, if you tried to post something bad on YouTube, would they stop you?
Yes.
Is somebody texting you? Is that one of your crushes right now?
No, it is not. Stop it.
Bae? I think that's the new thing that you're like, supposed to call uh-huh. girlfriends. It's your bae.
Okay.
Like you call guys bruh and you call girls bae.
No, you don't. Yeah. No, you don't.
You do.
You don't know what you're talking about. Stuff. You are not up on this stuff.
I totally know this stuff.
As much as you think you're up on this stuff, you are definitely not up on this stuff.
Whenever one of the kids goes, bruh, I'm like, you're wearing a what? They're like, it's not bra, it's bra.
I know, it drives me crazy.
It's not even funny if you don't say it right. It's bra. You're wearing a what?
Well, and I think, you know, we used to be them. we used to think we were so awesome with all the lingo and being like, bruh. Yeah.
Well, and the thing that drives me crazy is like the word dude is so big with the kids. The kids love the word dude. And I remember back in the 70s, Steve Dahl, a radio host from WLS in Chicago, or the Loop in Chicago, I think, at that time, or maybe, I don't know, one of those two, was always talking about dudes. And he had a little song about dudes. And back in the early 70s, it was All the Young Dudes. By Mott the Hoople, featuring David Bowie.
And you're dating yourself, honey.
Well,
you're
dating yourself. The word dude has been around for a really long time. Well, even back further than that, but it meant something different. It meant a high society kind of dude.
Okay.
Somebody that dressed and talked and acted high society. That was a dude back in the 1800s. And I was not alive in the 1800s. I just know these things.
You're doing linguistics right now. Did you know that?
I'm
not dating
myself. I know, and I'm a big fan of linguistics. And
Are you?
When you take all these phonetics and linguistics and all these kinds of classes, and I always think, that would be a lot of fun. I would do that.
So do it.
No.
Okay.
Because, you know, it sounds like a lot of fun and it would be fun to learn it, but it wouldn't be any fun to, you know, have to actually have to go do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. To go on your own time and like learn the stuff and do it without having any pressure of a grade, I think would be so much better.
So what are you learning in phonetics? Is that what you're taking right now? What are you learning in phonetics? What sorts of things do you learn in college phonetics?
In phonetics, we learn about word sounds. How to break syllables in how to break words into syllables and write them phonetically.
All right. That's it? That's the whole thing?
No. That's just what we're learning right now. Recently, we learned like place of articulation, manner of articulation, voicing, unvoiced, non-voiced, those kinds of things. So like where in your mouth your tongue is when you make a specific sound.
Okay, so
the kind of sound it makes.
Your podcast doesn't necessarily have to be about science. It can also be about phonetics.
Yeah, linguistics. Totally. How about not?
You could do the linguistic podcast.
Except for I know nothing about linguistics. People again, would tune in and be there's like, the biology problem. I know nothing about biology.
Where was my tongue when I said that? My tongue was between my teeth, and my teeth came down suddenly and then that's my tongue.
Interdental.
Ooh, see, look at you. Look at you go. You are rocking that.
Yeah,
you are,
I know.
Rocking those phonetics.
I love it.
I'm not a big fan of phonetics personally because I've always felt bad that I only had one syllable in my name, Brett. That's one syllable. And you can't even shorten that. I've never had a nickname ever.
One of our kids makes your name two syllables.
I was going to say that for the first time in my whole life. And I was so excited to meet our youngest because ever since he was like five, he's always called me Barrett. You're always, at first you started correcting him and I'm like, don't correct him. That's awesome.
I like having two syllables.
I've always wanted a name with two syllables. So that is my name now. It's Barrett.
Barrett.
Not Brett. It's Barrett.
Yes.
But not like
but it's not like
the hair thing.
And the way he says it is not like a distinct.
No, it's very
separation like that. It's very Barrett. Subtle.
Yeah, I can't even say it the way he says it.
No, exactly. And I can't either, but it's so cool. And I think, wow, I didn't even realize. But that's something that we talk about in phonetics too, the way that people pronounce things differently and how in some words, people will break a one-syllable word into two syllables or make a two-syllable word into one syllable, those kinds of things.
But if you have a one-syllable name, it's very difficult to shorten it to something.
Right.
You know, it's like breh. I guess, you know, if bruh, bruh. If bruh is a word and bay is a word, then bruh could be a word.
That's what I'm going to call you, bruh. Hey, bruh. I'm going to do that. I'm totally going to do that and see what the boys do. They'll be like, what are you doing?
Bruh. I'll call you Jeh.
No.
Bruh and Jeh. It's Bruh Jeh Show.
No.
I'll say that phonetically. Three times fast. Bruh Jeh Show.
You are saying it phonetically. Phonetics is really talking about the spelling of words and how you're breaking it into sounds instead of writing it the way that you would spell it. Mm-hmm. So it's really kind of annoying sometimes because you go, okay, it's got an E and that's the sound I'm hearing. But in phonetics, that's an I. That's a lowercase I.
Bruh.
No.
Breast, not a, that's an E. It's a breast.
I know, I know. And it would be, not so B-R-I-T.
See, I'm making you do the phonetics podcast right now.
I know.
You didn't even know it.
And it's kind of frustrating because what if I'm wrong? And then people will be like, you suck.
You suck.
You suck.
Man, oh man, you suck so much. I think that's why the Stephanie Miller show likes to repeat things, because they have way too much time that they are trying to fill. Mm-hmm. And they're like, how much do we want to talk about the basket of deplorables? And Trump is knocking Hillary for saying basket of deplorables while his crowd is beating up protesters.
Oh my gosh. Exactly. Woman on oxygen.
At the same time. Yeah, 69-year-old lady.
Punched in the face.
Punched. And all I think when I hear something like that is, oh my God, that could be my mom.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. 69-year-old white-haired lady with oxygen. My mom doesn't have oxygen, fortunately. But
getting punched in the face by a Trump supporter.
Because I could see her being...
And how wrong is that? Why do,
protesting
you know,
stuff.
Really, you feel the need that you have to punch somebody in the face for saying what they're saying or being there? Whatever it is that your problem is with them, you feel the need to exert physical violence upon them?
Yeah, and you're basically proving that you are part of the basket of deplorables.
Right, right.
Which actually doesn't sound like a horrible thing to me, a basket of deplorables. You know, it's like a fruit basket. It's like, can I get a basket of deplorables while I'm at it, please?
Really?
What are you giving out for
no.
Halloween? Well, I got a basket of deplorables.
Yes. You know what? That's actually a good...
We can, for
Halloween.
We can put that on our...
On our candy bowl. Yes. I'm going to get a basket.
Yeah,
I'm going to get a basket, and we're going to fill it with candy, and we're going to call it our basket of deplorables.
And we'll get those the kinds of candy that are like little body parts and stuff, and that'll be our candy. And it'll,
no, it'll I think we're going to name it Hell in a Handbasket.
All right, we can do that. I'm okay with that.
That'll work, right? If you've got all these little tiny body parts inside the basket, then that's pretty much hell if you're like torn apart.
Yeah, well, sure.
Hell in a handbasket.
Sure.
I like it.
Sure, that's when you go to a Trump rally.
So
that's where you are.
You need friends.
What?
That's what I'm saying.
To hit on me and buy me stuff?
No. I don't know. Is that what you want?
No. No. I really don't, because I would feel obligated. I'm like, all right, I'm not fine. Let's
But
date.
We've talked about this. We've talked about this. I am a horrible friend. Like, I want friends and I want to say I have friends, but it's really hard to do the friend thing.
Especially because you don't have time for friends.
Right.
You want to have friends, but you want to have the kind of friends that don't have time for you.
Yes.
Because you don't have time for them.
I have a friend like that.
You do have a friend
like
that. I
do. And we text each other sometimes and we'll go, hey, how's it going? Good. It's going good. I haven't seen you in forever. I know. We need to get together. And then we don't have time. So we just text. So it's great. It's fantastic. I love it. And that's the kind of friends I need.
So you are my best friend.
No. I have a best friend.
You do have a best
friend? You.
Me.
You're my best friend.
Oh, I thought you were heading someplace else for a second there. I was going to be very upset because I didn't buy you boots. So I understand if... oh, my goodness. You just about got yourself into a basket of deplorables there. Just about. I felt like something was bad. Bad was happening there.
The Brett and Jamie Show. What are they saying? Where will they go? Don't ask them because they don't know.
It's the Brett and Jamie Show. Brett and Jamie Show. And Jamie Show. And Jamie Show. And Jamie. Brett, Jamie.
Brett, Jamie. The Brett and Jamie Show. What are they saying? Where will they go? Don't ask them because they don't know.
It's the Brett and Jamie Show. Brett and Jamie Show. And Jamie Show. And Jamie Show.
The Brett and Jamie Show. What are they saying? Where will they go? Don't ask them, because they don't know. No.
It's the Brett and Jamie Show. And Jamie Show. And Jamie Show. And Jamie Show. Brett, Jamie.
Brett,
Jamie.
The Brett and Jamie Show. What are they saying? Where will they go? Don't ask them, because they don't know. No.
It's the Brett and Jamie Show. And Jamie Show. And Jamie Show. And Jamie Show. Brett, Jamie. 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 Brett, Jamie.